Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so very much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. We are actually going to be coming live to you from Facebook Live and in just a moment. But before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors tonight. Our sponsors are InspireJewelsForYou.com. That's InspireJewels, the number four, the letter U.com, where you can get your $5 accessories. You have also 321 Stop Bullying, Speak Life and Show Love. They do. They are doing speaking engagements and things of that nature this month to make you aware of Bullying Awareness Month. Rise Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is the confidence builder. I tell you, that lady is off the chain. She's doing a great, great thing. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Alexandra Townsend, as well as with Experience the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And Unique Expression by Design, www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. So I tell you guys, it is awesome, awesome, awesome. We thank God for you joining us tonight. Now, we're going to play a quick thing from On Fire to Inspire, the book, and then we will be back with you with our guest tonight, Ms. Teresa D. Smith. So listen to this, because it's time for you to dream again. It's time to get out of that place of blockage and move. So here we go. Listen up.
Dare to dream. So many people live their life merely existing. They never dream. They never set goals. They never achieve anything. They're just here. I dare you to dream. Dream big. Let your mind open up to the vast possibilities. You are an awesome person. All you have to do is dream. Dreaming big will take you to heights you never thought. The potential is limitless. I dare you to come out of your comfort zone and dream.
That was Dare to Dream from On Fire to Inspire, the book. That's the audio book. In that book, you'll email us at onfireinspire@gmail.com. Guys, we have our guest with us tonight, Teresa D. Smith, and our topic is the blessing and the blocking. You know, many people get caught up in the fact that they're in this place where they just like, oh my God, I can't breathe. But we want to welcome Teresa D. Smith, author, motivator, human trafficking advocate. Man, you wear so many hats. Playwright. What else do you do?
Organ donation awareness.
Organ.
Yes. I consider myself an ambassador for organ donation awareness.
Okay, okay.
And also lupus. I am an advocate for the lupus foundation.
Amen, amen. So welcome back to On Fire to Inspire. And the topic tonight is so powerful. A blessing and the blocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many times people, again, get caught up in that place, in that space. And what first of all, the topic, the blessing and the blocking, what does that mean to you?
I see that as there is a light on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when God closes the door,
mm-hmm.
He wants us to be patient and to know that He has blocked whatever
mm-hmm.
there could have been that might hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, he's mm-hmm. saying, be patient, my child.
Mm-hmm.
I've got your back.
Wow, wow.
And we can come out victorious or be like I was years ago
mm-hmm.
when God blocked, he knew it was going to be harmful for me.
Mm-hmm.
I decided, God, I'm going to do a Rambo.
Okay.
I kicked that door down, and I ran for it. But guess who was the one who was hurt due to me knocking that door down when God had closed?
Wow.
I ended up being hurt, but I came out victorious.
Yes, yes.
I came out a winner on the other side.
Yes. And you know, where we are, regardless of if the blockage came because of our own doing or the blockage came because it was something, it was a setup, God has already called us and caused us to triumph.
Yes.
And so when we understand that it's already a victory for us, it's already a finished work, we can see that we have victory regardless of we, you know, we did it. Because we think we know what's best, you know, but when we come into that relationship with him and say, you know what, God, I just give my hand, I hold my hands up, I give it to you, and I say, okay, God, what is it that you want me to do? So when you get in that place, in that space, then you can learn so much from it. Yes. So you kicked down a door that he was closing that was going to help you out. So you, but you decided to help him out.
I've been waiting so long. I've been waiting so long for a man to come into my life because I had been divorced for 15 years. Had never had a marriage proposal. All the right things.
Woo! Mothers and children, when they tell you no, or children are scared of someone, or there's something, there is something inwardly that they seem to know that you don't know. But so you decided, no, I'm not going to listen to what mama's saying, because he's being, you're not going to listen to mama, you're not going to listen to God. First of all, you're not going to listen to God, then you won't listen to mama. And so you said, okay, I'm going to follow my feelings, my emotions. And you got on that emotional roller coaster, and bam, wow. So you're also a domestic violence advocate. No, you're not a survivor, you're a thriver.
I call myself a domestic abuse victor.
Victor, okay, okay, yes.
That's how I label myself. I'm
okay. But you had all the warning signs, the fireworks, the alarms.
Yes. And the sirens just,
But you ignored them.
I ignored them.
Due to emotion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Many can relate, probably. Many can relate. Yeah. So you went and you hit that brick wall. And you still found a blessing in the blocking. So help us with that part.
After I, it took me 2 years to finally say, this is not it. I'm a child of God. And God has something better for me. Because during that time, I was being ostracized from everything I liked doing, from my family, from my friends. And finally, when I put him up. I had time to think again, and that's when I started back writing plays.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, I put him out in August, and December I had my first play at my church.
Wow. So that blockage was removed and the blessing just started immediately.
That's right.
Wow.
Immediately. Because
wow.
I knew what I enjoyed then. But when he was there, as long as there was something I was doing, I was told I couldn't do it because I had to be a godly wife and do what the husband said. And I kept thinking, this is not right. This is not right. And finally, when I woke up one morning and said, enough is enough.
Right.
And I filed for a divorce to say, no more. God, I love me because you first loved me. So I have to love myself also. So I love myself more than I like the idea of, oh, gosh, she's going to be divorced again. She's going to be divorced again. But, you know, that little embarrassing thing. And I finally said, I don't care.
Okay.
Right. It didn't work. So now I've got to go in and do what God has commissioned me to do. And that was to start back writing. And I wrote an awesome play that year.
I tell you, those plays have been such a blessing, and I've been honored to be able to partake and be a part of several of them. And you're talking about a storyline that hits home for so many people. So you have the sickness in the family where there's the pink elephant, the big elephant in the room. You have just so many dynamics that are here in life. But then you take it and you bring the word of God into it.
Yes.
And so this is the next Tyler Perry, y'all, that nobody knows about. So she's been writing plays now for 30 years?
32 years.
And she's working on her first movie. So I'm excited about that because that's going to be awesome. So help us out with those points that you have in reference to finding that blessing in the blockage or in that blocking.
Well, I wanted to say first, Amelia, when I was about 7 or 8, my father was stricken with MS, multiple sclerosis, and he could no longer work at Robins Air Force Base. But he was refused disability payments from the government. So my dad said his family would not go hungry. So he sat down one day. Now, mind you, that was that blockage there. I won't say it was a blockage that God caused the blockage. The government said, we're not going to give you any money. You're just on your own. So my dad sat down and he said, my family's not going hungry, so what can I do? He started selling fresh produce.
Wow.
He got creative. And that was my first lesson in a blessing, seeing a blessing come from a blockage. And it was because of those fresh produce sales he was able to build an empire in Macon, Georgia.
Wow.
And it just made me say, I want to be an entrepreneur. You know, my daddy can start out like that. Everybody in the neighborhood in South Macon knew Reverend Smith. Because he would ride around on his rolling grocery store. That's what he
his rolling grocery store.
That's what he called it. But even in me personally, when I was in the abusive relationship, and when I finally got out, I asked God, what is it you want me to do? I sat down and wrote a book. This was after you wrote your book, Lord. And I wanted to write a book about overcoming domestic abuse. That there is a way to become victorious after going through such an ordeal.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, he could have killed me because the guy pulled the gun on me. We rolled around on the floor like two men.
Wow.
I've never had to fight in my life. Even growing up, I never had to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the first time in my life at 45 years old, I was fighting to live.
Wow.
And I said, this is not the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got out of it, God cleared my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I could think.
Right.
Because I then said, God, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
What is it I can do to minister to others?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's how I saw my book as a ministry.
Okay.
To let others know that they could overcome.
Right, right. So what's the title of that book?
The title of my book is From Shame to Silence to Solace in the Lord. And it's overcoming domestic abuse. And this is the book I am making my movie from. I have written a script, and we produced a trailer last year.
Okay. Yes.
And
yes.
You were in it.
Yes. We had a great time. We had a great time with that. So the name of this book, guys, is From Shame to Silence to Solace in the Lord. And when I tell you, you know, so many times people want to, they don't want to talk about what they went through.
Yeah.
But your transparency is going to help others understand that they're already victorious, that their victory is here, their victory is nigh.
Mm-hmm.
They may not see it right now where they are. They may be in that place of, oh my God, there's no way in the world that I'm going to live through this. But I declare and decree today that you understand that you are already victorious, because caused you to triumph.
Oh, yeah.
He's caused you to be victorious. It's already finished working. It's a fixed fight. But you got to understand that it is.
Right.
Right?
And what we have to do, Aaliyah, we have to keep trusting and hoping and keep that God is going to bring us through ordeal.
Uh-huh.
And but then we have to keep our hand in his hand.
Uh-huh.
Be obedient.
Right. Right.
And we can overcome.
Right.
We can gain the victory.
Exactly. So what many times people get into a place of allowing others' life situations and circumstances to tell them who they are.
Yeah.
But God says, I've called you by your name before you were even formed in your mama's belly.
Right.
I know you. I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
And I called you mine. I call you my seed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I made you in my image.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't make junk. I can't make anything less than myself. See, Apostle Zoe told us, when she broke it down like that, she said, he can't make anything less than himself. He don't make junk.
Right.
He don't make
trash. Right.
I'm like, girl. Woo.
He's not junk.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So when you see yourself as royalty, when you see yourself, you know, because see, kings, priests, princes, queens, they don't beg. They rule, they reign, and they declare a thing and it happens.
Yes.
So that you can declare a thing and it happens, there's so much power in this.
Yes.
But if you keep saying, oh, woe is me, well, you're going to keep saying that woe is me.
Right. Right.
But I promise you, if you start changing the words and start speaking life over it, you'll start seeing the sun start shining through it and things of that nature. You're like, whoa, God.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I didn't know I could do that. But it's not really you. It's him in you. You're just allowing him to now permeate your very being, you know?
Right.
Woo!
And one thing that struck with me is in Jeremiah 29:11, when he says, I have a plan for you.
Yes. Yes.
Plan to prosper you.
Yes.
So therefore, we know, as you said, we're kings, we're princes. We are kings.
Right.
We're queens. We're royalty.
Mm-hmm.
So if God has already set a plan for us, why limit myself?
Mm. Why limit myself? Wow.
Right.
Wow. Why?
No need to, because he has already set us high.
Yes.
So it's the thing for me to do is keep thinking higher and keep going higher. Keep moving forward, even when there are adversities in my life.
Right.
Because in Psalm 23 and 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So I'm walking through. I'm not sitting there having a pity party, thinking about what I have lost or what I used to have. I'm going through, so I'm keeping it moving. Keeping it moving and going north with it.
Yes. You know, that's the thing. You know, many times people get into this block. They get into this place and they're like, wait a minute. I'm stagnant. It knocked the wind out of us. But I dare you to say, you know what? That thing knocked the wind out of me. But now, let me just feel enough. Catch a second wind because he's already given it to you. You just got to be still. Walk in obedience and keep moving. No more stagnation. No more stagnation. I promise you if you say, you know what, God? What am I to learn from this thing? What am I to gain from this? Because I remember one time asking the Lord, there was something he told me to do, and I said, well, Lord, why am I still doing this? And he said, because the assignment isn't over. So understand that sometimes you're still doing that, or you're still in that place because there's an assignment that needs to be completed. But you need to continue to seek him on what is there to do to complete the assignment. You know, complete that assignment so you can move on, because there's still a blessing in completing. In obedience, out of your obedience, he's gonna bless you. You just gotta be obedient and keep moving. I remember the Lord said, it's time to be intentional. It's time to be strategic. And it's time to move with momentum. So that person who was sitting still and just stagnant and, you know, almost paralyzed at the very, you know, root of where they are, I want you to get up. It's time to awaken. It's time to arise. And it's time to move in the things that God has called you to. There's somebody waiting on you. There's somebody waiting on you. So if I hadn't have done this, because, you know, when the Lord told me to do this, I didn't choose to do on Friday, so I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. When he told me to do this, I said, but Lord, I don't know anything about that. I don't know this. I don't know that. He said, I don't need you to know. All I need you to do is be. Be what, Lord, become who I've called you to be. Do what I told you to do and be obedient.
And God is looking for willing workers.
Woo! You better say
that. Right, because
your willingness.
When God anoints, when he appoints, he anoints. Because even if you don't know what it is that he has called you to do, but if you listen clearly to his voice and when he sends you on a mission, okay, all right, Lord. Don't be like Moses.
But Lord,
I don't understand. Or like Jonah
said, you got to find somebody else to go to Nineveh. I'm not going there.
But when you are willing to do, he's going to give you what. He's going to give you what you need. And he's going to put the right people in your way. And for 32 years, I've been doing it on my own. Finally, God spoke this year and said, no more. You need a village. Because as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit who work together, God didn't come in and said he was going to do it himself. He said, let us make man in our image. He didn't say, I'm going to step out there and I'm going to make man.
You know what? You just made me think about something, because so many times we're trying to build these legacies. We're trying to build these brands. We're trying to build. But are you allowing the master builder to actually show you the blueprint? Are you allowing him to say, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, because many times we're building, but he said, I need you to make my name great.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
Said, if you make my name great, then everything else is going to fall into place. It's not about your agenda. It's about mine.
It's not about me.
Yeah. He said it's about my agenda, not yours.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if when we go according to his word, he's going to make certain it's done right.
Yes.
He's going to make, even with me doing these plays for 32 years by myself, it was about God and the message I could get across to others to know how they could still praise God in adversity.
Right.
But now he's saying, you need help. And I had three people come on board. One wants to do the marketing.
Glory to God.
One wants to do the website. Another one wants to be the photographer and said, don't worry about a thing. Then there's one who stepped in and said, I want to be the production manager for the play in April. Because I would do, I would be the production manager, I would be the sound person, I would be the marketing. So they're coming in saying, this is what we want to do. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I was willing to listen and not say, well, no, this is the way I used to do it. No, no, because God was saying, you have people who want to help you with this thing.
Well, think about Becca. Write the vision and make it plan so they may run. So now in the hour that we're in, it's time to bring in the people who are called to help fulfill the purpose and the plan. But you got to understand it. It ain't about you. It ain't for you. It's about him. And when it's about him and you're doing his will and his work, then everybody that he's called to finish it, here they come. Because you're obedient and willing.
I was praying and meditating, and I said, God, I want to leave a legacy, the same kind of legacy my parents left for me in reaching out, helping other people.
Right.
And that's why I do what I do, and it's to help others, to bring them to light, and to, for them to know who Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is. But I said, I don't want my plays to stop when I go. That was in January. And here it was, August. People came on board, one after the other. And I was saying, Father, I don't know who is going to get this message to continue my legacy. I said, but somebody out of those three, somebody will know they're going to take that torch and keep it moving.
Amen. I tell you. God is so faithful.
Yes, he is.
Listen, speak up. So, I tell you, God is so, so faithful. Many times people are stuck in that place of, but I'm in this block place, but I don't see the sunlight. You're there. However, how can you shine your light in that place of darkness? How can you be that light and bring light and life to it? One of the things that I had been praying about was, okay, God, because you chose me to do this, and I didn't choose to do it myself, now, what is it you want me to do? What is it you want me to say? And I want you to do this. Let your perfect will be done. And so as I've done that, there's been so many people that have been saying, you know, you blessed me with this, you blessed me with that. And I'm like, I don't give any honor to me. I give all honor to him. And so we got to understand that the purpose and the plan is to fulfill what he's called for you to do. But now, seek him.
Seek him first.
Be obedient. Be still enough to hear him. Because you do know prayers two ways. You're always running your mouth, but be still enough to be able to be quiet and listen. What is he saying to do? Because in that place of blockage, I say, God, when people come in contact with me, let them have an encounter with you. When they come in contact with me, let them have an encounter with you. Why? Because you who live in me, let your perfect will be done. You know? And so when you have come into another place and another understanding of who he is, It's so not about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in that place of you're building, and he's not the master architect over this building, you need to reevaluate some things. If you're not doing it for the glory of the Father, if you're not doing it to make his name great, and you need to reevaluate that, because if his name is not going to be lifted up and made great, yours won't either. But if you make his name great, you ain't got to worry about it.
Nothing to worry about.
At all.
And Aaliyah, another thing I wanted to say, sometimes we can block our own blessings. We can block our blessings. By being angry, being unforgiving, holding on to the past, having grudges. But see, when we do that, when we release those things and say, Father, come into my life. Remove this anger. Remove this fear. Fear is another thing that can cause us to block. Fear is another thing that can cause us to block our blessings. And we don't need to fear anything. Because God is with us. He walks with me. And he talks with me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So what do I have to fear?
Nothing at all. So when we understand the purpose and the plan is about him being glorified in the earth, him being glorified, then it's so about him. And so what we got to understand that in this blocking, or in this place where we feel like we're blocked, this place where you feel like, I don't understand. You just sit there in that place and say, God, what is it in this place that I am to do? What is it in this place that I am to learn? You know, because you don't want to be a student that you got to repeat that grade or repeat that test. Lord, what am I supposed to do? And then as you do what he's called you to do in that place, that blessing is coming. You know, that blessing is actually here. You're just waiting on manifestation of it. Waiting on manifestation of it. Because, again, he's called you to be victorious. He's called you to triumph. So it is such a blessing in the knowing. The knowing. Because he's given us all that we need. He's equipped us. And many times we're waiting for people to validate us. He said, I've already validated you. I've already equipped you, but I need you to understand it. I need you to know who you are. And many times you allow life situations, you allow people, you allow things to validate you. And your Father says,
And all the validation I need is from the Father.
Exactly. Because he created you. He's your creator. And so I don't care if you've been through you know, okay, I was adopted. It happened. You know, I went through foster care. We're not negating it didn't happen. But you got to walk in forgiveness so you will not have the hands of God. Walk in forgiveness and move forward. But you don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they said to me. You don't know what that made me feel. Guess what? The blessings that God have for you, do you want to hold on to that stuff and just keep them in limbo and keep them on hold? No, release it. Release yourself from that and walking in forgiveness and, you know, go forth in it. So you just say, you know what, Lord, help me to forgive them. Help me to love them. Help me to show love because that's who you are.
And then sometimes, Lil, we have to go into our own hearts, our own souls, and forgive ourselves. Because we know that we've been taught to forgive others when they do wrong, but then we will have that tendency to try to hold on to that pain and that hurt and that abuse. But we have to release it, because for starters, abuse is not my fault. So I can't say, well, I should have done something, or I should have made certain that food was on the table, or I should have made certain the clothes were washed. So therefore, he wouldn't have been upset with me. But release that and say, God, here I am. Now, what is my purpose? What's the next step I am to take to give you glory, to give you praise?
Yes. There's definitely a blessing in the blocking.
Yeah.
And so you got to get so, stop looking at the situation and start looking at the Master.
That's right. That's right.
Stop looking at the situation and start looking at the Master, because he already know whether you put yourself in it or you walked into it, whatever it is, you're still victorious.
Yeah.
And you got to see yourself victorious. And one of the things, I love my apostle. I talk about Apostle Zoe all the time. But one of the things she said was, she said to the people, she said, see yourself in the place that you want to be versus where you currently are. So intentionally see yourself where you want to be. Yeah. Intentionally see yourself out of that block place, because you're already out of it. You're just waiting for the manifestation of it. Mm-hmm. But intentionally see yourself there and start decreeing and declaring and speaking life over your situation.
Yes.
And stop speaking death over it. Stop speaking death over it. But I can't find a job. But I'll never get this. And no, you won't, because you keep speaking it. Because there's power in this thing.
In that tongue.
Like I was, I'll never get a husband. Then when he came through, 3 months later, we were married.
Oh, three.
Whoa. What did I know about him? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. He told me he was a man of God and he was a minister. Okay. And being I had been in a household all of my life with a pastor, I thought it would be great. But I found out he was not a minister.
Wow.
But that's what Satan does. See, Satan sits and listens to what we say. You know, Satan doesn't hear my thoughts, but if I say it, and I said it, and look what he sent. Sent one of his servants.
But you know what? People need to understand that we have discernment, and it's just like, this is what I tell people all the time. It's just like a muscle. If you don't exercise it, then it's going to be weak. So one of the things that I started praying for daily was, Lord, sharpen my discernment. Sharpen my discernment, because, you know, I was that person that loved everybody, and I still love everybody. Mm-hmm. But you got to discern who God has called to be a blessing to. You know, you're going to speak life into everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people that are in a place where they're supposed to be, and you speak that life, but you keep moving. They don't need to be on your inner course or your inner, you know. And so you got to understand the difference and be able to understand, discern the hearts of the people.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell you, like he told you all that stuff.
Right.
But he didn't mean any of it, because his heart was not there. His heart was far from God.
He knew what I wanted in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he came through with the lies. And
21 years ago, after this was all over, I started saying, Lord, now you know for years I have had that spirit of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
So where did it go?
You had it. But see, all of what you saw, you just let it go. Oh, you closed your eyes. You saw the sirens. You saw the bell, your lights, and you heard the bells and whistles. Mm-hmm. But you just closed your eyes to it.
Yeah.
Because you wanted what your emotions said you wanted.
That's right.
You got to be able, in this hour, you got to be discerning, because you're still going to be walking in the blessing and regardless of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be using some spiritual discernment, honey.
Yeah.
In this hour. Because people are going to say so many things.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to be able to discern the difference. Discern the difference, you know.
Yeah.
I tell you, God is so faithful.
He is.
So what are you currently working on?
Well, right now I'm working on an organ donation awareness play. And thank God, this is the first time I have started preparation 6 months in advance,
mm-hmm.
because this is going to be a powerhouse of a play. And it is going to be April 21st and April 22nd at the 2018 at the Port of Sanford Theater in Decatur.
Okay.
And we have a cast of about 22 people, and it's looking real well. People are excited about what they are doing in this play and what the message is.
Mm-hmm.
And the message is anybody can change. God can change any situation.
Mm-hmm.
God can bring light to any life.
Mm-hmm.
And God can even shut down the persecutors.
Wow. Wow. Thank y'all so much for the hearts. You know, many times people try to do things themselves, fix things themselves.
Oh, yeah.
But the Lord said, I will vindicate you.
Mm-hmm.
So he just said, just be still.
Mm-hmm.
Just trust me.
Yeah.
And I promise you,
yeah.
I got this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need your help. I got this.
Yeah.
And so as you walk and allow the Father to vindicate you, I promise you, you will see it quickly, especially
mm-hmm.
in the hour that we're in. It's almost instantaneous because many things are we're operating in the instantaneous and
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff. And so you got to understand who you are, the season we're in, the time that we're in,
yeah.
and understand who you serve.
Yeah.
You
yes.
don't need to do anything but walk in obedience.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to go back and hurt that person because they hurt you. Why?
Yes. Right.
What is it
right.
gonna What
right.
is it gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
But destroy your ministry, destroy
mm-hmm.
your character.
Mm-hmm.
Just
That's
let the
right.
Father do what He's gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're already victorious. You
already,
already been blessed.
Already.
You
yes.
already a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So continue to be that blessing that God called you to be. Don't allow anybody to change you. Don't allow anyone to. Damage your character
yes.
because you're trying to get back at them.
Yes, yes.
Be who He called you.
Oh, Aaliyah, you're just speaking the words so truthfully. And you know, when we release, I almost said release people, but
mm-hmm.
release the hurt that mm-hmm. people have caused,
mm-hmm.
our minds can be clearer
mm-hmm.
because God can operate in. In a God is not going to operate where there's clutter
mm-hmm.
and strife.
Mm-hmm.
But when we release those people and those things to God,
yes.
He can give us a free mind to think and
mm-hmm.
to praise Him more.
Yes.
And that happened to me, I can say, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was family stuff, you know, family mess, siblings carrying on.
Mm-hmm.
But when I said, Father, I give them to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when He just gave me a clear mind
mm-hmm.
to just keep pushing, doing what He has called me to do.
Yes.
And I have people coming to me,
mm-hmm.
as in Proverbs, saying your gift will make room for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
men will come calling.
Mm-hmm.
I have people coming to me wanting to be a part of this ministry.
Right.
Because that's
right.
what I call it, a ministry.
Right.
No, I am not a preacher to get up there at the podium. My sermons are my plays
mm-hmm.
because yeah. they are all scripture bound.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever is in there, you're going to find it in a scripture somewhere.
Yeah.
So I had to release my siblings.
Yeah. You love them enough to release them to the Father. Love them enough to release them. And that's a word for somebody tonight. Love them enough to release them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't care if it's a cousin, a mother, a sister, a brother. Love them enough to release them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
love them
right.
enough to release them.
Mm-hmm.
Give them to the Father because there's
mm-hmm.
nothing you can do about
mm-hmm.
it. There's nothing. They could have hurt you or they could have been hurting themselves and you want
yeah.
something for them
yeah.
more than they wanted for
yeah.
themselves. You
yeah.
can't keep holding on to their
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got to release them to the Father and let Him have
yeah.
them because
yeah.
there's still a blessing
mm-hmm.
in it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, I tell you, there's a blessing in the block.
Yeah.
And it is time for us to wrap up because we both have appointments, other appointments this evening. So thank you so much for joining us, guys. Again, the name of her book is, From Shame to Silence, The Solace in the Lord. And she is going to be giving one of the books away tonight. So let's see how we want to do this. Let's see. First person to call in, 929-477-2178. You will be the winner of this book, From Shame to Silence, The Solace in the Lord. So we're going to switch over to the radio side, 929-477-2178. If you press 1, you will be the first person that presses 1. You are going to be the winner of this book, From Shame to Silence, The Solace in the Lord. If you're online, you got to dial that number, guys, 929-477-2178. Press 1. Again, Facebook Live people, 929-477-2178. You'll get autographed, that free autograph copy of From Shame to Silence, The Solace in the Lord. We have a person. All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have here with us?
Hello.
Hi, you are the winner. Who do we have?
Oh, awesome. My name is Janie Jones.
Hi, Janie.
Yay!
You are the winner of From Shame to Silence to Solace in the Lord. Congratulations.
I am so excited. I truly enjoyed you all tonight. Your message was very inspirational. And it was just a reminder for me to choose my words and be careful what I speak.
Amen.
So I will definitely thank you all for that encouragement and the reminder of the power of the words that we speak.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you. We will definitely get your book to you, an autographed copy of From Shame to Silence, The Solace in the Lord. Congratulations again.
I am so excited. I don't think I've ever won anything.
Well, you won something tonight. And she has a play coming up in April 2018. So be listening out for that so you can get your tickets to go to that play.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks so much for dialing. All right, guys. We have a winner. Facebook Live. We have a winner from Shane the Silence of Souls of the Lord. We have Janie Johnson just won. So I tell you guys, she won that copy of From Shame to Silence, The Solace in the Lord. And we're so excited for her. Mm-hmm. She said she's never wins anything, so she just won. So, guys, I tell you, God is so faithful. In this hour, it is detrimental for you to be obedient, for you to be still enough to hear him and ask the Father, what is it that I am to learn in this place? Because there's a blessing in it. What am I to learn from it? What am I to do in this place? What do you want me to do?
Yeah.
And move forth. Don't allow anything to stagnate or just keep you in bondage because that's not the Father. So whether you put yourself in it or you just happen to come into it, we declare and decree that you have the victory because you do. And we want you to understand that your mind needs to be wrapped around the promise that you are victorious, that you are created in the image of the Father, and you can't be anything but victorious because our Father, God, has created you to be just that. So thank you guys for listening in tonight to On Fire to Inspire with Teresa. Thank you so much for joining us on Fire to Inspire. And the topic tonight was the blessing and the blocking. So if you missed any of this broadcast, you can actually go back and replay the Facebook Live shortly, or you can listen to it at 929-477. I'm sorry, that's live. I'm sorry. Or the recording will also be at www.blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. So you can go listen to the Facebook Live, watch it, or go to blogtalkradio.com/onfiretoinspire. It will be up shortly as a recording. But thank you again. And you guys have a great night. We'll be here back next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. On Fire to Inspire, I am your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire, Leah Butler. This is our guest tonight, Teresa D. Smith. You guys have a blessed week. God bless you. I am fire.